This is an audio podcast of an introduction to the Westminster Shorter Catechism, taught by Jim Cassidy. Videos of each lesson are available for free online at reformedforum.org.
Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer 18. Question 18 reads, wherein consists the sinfulness of that estate whereinto man fell? The answer is this. The sinfulness of that estate whereinto man fell consists in the guilt of Adam's first sin, the want of original righteousness, and the corruption of his whole nature, which is commonly called original sin, together with all actual transgressions which proceed from it. Westminster Shorter Catechism 18 teaches us about the doctrine of original sin. Original sin, the sin that Adam committed, which becomes our responsibility. The Holy Scriptures teach us very clearly about original sin. David the psalmist confesses to us about his sinfulness and his total depravity. He says this, Psalm 51, verse 1, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. David confesses not only his sinfulness that is due to his actual sins, the sins that he has committed, but he also confesses to us the sinfulness he has naturally, inherently, as one who is a descendant of Adam. In verse 5 of Psalm 51, David says, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. David recognizes that his sinfulness consists in original sin, sin that he has inherently, even before he has an opportunity to actually sin. And that's descriptive of all of us as well, of you and me. That we are born into this world. Yes, we are, in some ways we could say we are beautiful, wonderful infants born into this world. And infants who are born into this world are beautiful to behold. But we have to understand that in Adam, even from day one, they suffer from the consequences of the sin of Adam as they are born in iniquity. That's what the Westminster Confession wants to teach us here, that there are two types of sins. There's original sin, and then there is actual sin. We understand that the original sin is a sin that comes to us. It is imputed to us by Adam. But also, there is the actual transgressions, which flow from that original sin that we now commit in this life. And so there is the original guilt that we have in Adam. And that's something that the Scriptures teach us elsewhere as well, that there are, in fact, only one of two statuses that every person has. Either they are in Adam or they are in Christ. If you are in Adam, you are not in Christ. But if you are, by God's grace, in Christ, you are no longer in Adam. But by nature, we are all in Adam. And as such, we inherit the guilt of his sin. But there is something in addition to guilt that we receive from the sin of Adam. There is also corruption as well. So the first curse, as it were, that we receive because of the sin of Adam is, we might say, judicial or forensic. It's a lack of original righteousness. It's a status of guilt, a being declared by the judge of all the earth, even the Lord God, as being guilty for violating his law in Adam. But then secondarily, there is the corruption that comes from and that accompanies the first of the effects of the sin of Adam. And this corruption accounts for things like sickness. It accounts for things like misery. And it also accounts for things like our actual transgressions. So we have the transgression and the sin of Adam imputed to us. But as if that weren't bad enough, we also have our own transgressions that arise from our inherent corruption as those who are born and conceived in iniquity, for those who are in Adam. That's the bad news. And we'll get more to the good news in a moment. But even already, we are anticipating the good news of the second Adam, Jesus, who offsets those two effects of the first Adam. If the first Adam brought guilt and corruption, the second Adam will bring righteousness and justification, as well as sanctification and eventually glorification, in which we are restored fully and perfectly on that great and glorious day to become yet once again image bearers in Christ with uprightness, with original righteousness and holiness and knowledge of our great triune God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Reformed Academy. All of our courses are available in video, online, entirely for free at reformedforum.org. And we also include Spanish and Chinese subtitles. But we are only able to do this with your support. And so if you are excited about this theology and want to enable people around the world to watch and listen to these free resources, please visit reformedforum.org/donate to provide your support.